Hello. So I've just sent you an invitation to speak. Hello, everyone who's joining us. We're just getting started here, and I'm just getting set up. There you are, Brenda.
Hey, Shannon.
Hi. So good. We're good here. I am just going to give it a minute, and I'm going to do an intro, and we'll get going.
Okay, sounds good.
You sound good.
I was wondering about the quality because I haven't used these little earbud things in a long time.
No, you sound good. No, that's good. I'll just give it a minute because it does take actually a few minutes for everything to, for it to kick in, for people to actually know that the space is happening.
Yep.
So I'm just going to mute myself for just 1 minute here. Okay, well, we might as well get going. So I just want to let everyone know who is joining the space, or for those of you who are listening on replay, this space is being recorded. I want to say thank you and welcome to my space today. I'm Shannon Skinner. I'm based in Toronto. I'm a writer. I'm an international speaker, and I'm also the host and creator of Extraordinary Women TV. And I've been hosting spaces really since the beginning. I've got quite a bit of experience here under my belt. And I'm really thrilled today to be sharing my space with somebody who's really, really, I think, very, very interesting. It's Indigenous Peoples Day today in Canada, and joining me is Brenda McIntyre, also known as Medicine Song Woman. This space is powered by Extraordinary Women TV, and our agenda, what you can expect, is about a 20-minute one-on-one conversation between Brenda and I. And if there are others joining us, if Brenda feels like she would is up to it, we can do a Q&A with listeners after, and we'll just see how that goes. So, welcome, Brenda, and this is your first spaces. So let me properly introduce you. So Brenda McIntyre, Medicine Song Woman, is a Juno-winning Indigenous artist and keynote speaker. Through her signature medicine song healing work and picking up the pieces 13 Moon Resilience and Reawakening program, she helps women manage grief, trauma, and chronic pain. She's based in Canada. You're in London now, I think, aren't you?
Yep, since last year.
So it's Indigenous Peoples Day here in Canada. And what a beautiful day, the solstice, to be able to have this conversation the first day of summer. What does Indigenous Peoples Day mean to you?
It's a loaded question. It's it's a day for our people to come together and celebrate, and to show our culture and take pride in who we are. And on the flip side of that, it's kind of awful to know that, our government is behind the scenes basically doing all kinds of well, the genocide continues, let me just say that that's it. And so this is kind of a performative day in a way for a lot of people, and then they will forget about us and go about their business. When meanwhile we have missing and murdered women and girls. We have, I mean, my son was murdered.
That's right. A few years ago, your son was murdered here in Toronto.
6 years ago still feels like yesterday. Yeah, and so there's a lot of there's still so much that's going on that needs to be healed, and the media loves to ignore it, and so does the government. So, it's a day where at least we can claim space, claim ourselves. We're here. We're not going away, and and have pride in our culture.
And pride in the culture, I think, is important. And I think it's also really a great day, though, for others to learn about the culture and music and dance and art. So I think it's good to raise awareness from that standpoint.
It is, and it's also really good to raise awareness about truth and reconciliation, because that's what really needs to happen, so that our culture can be celebrated and continue to be celebrated like this, and you know, and in even bigger ways. Yeah.
So, I mean, you are an artist, a singer, and you make beautiful music.
Thank you.
What inspired you to become a singer? I was actually listening to some of you. I was on your site today. Of course, I have actually, if I could just back up for a second, I've known you for a number of years. I've interviewed you in the past. So I'm familiar with your music. But what inspired you to become an artist, a singer in the first place?
I just always have been one. I couldn't not be one. I was born to be a singer. That's who I am. It's in my name. It's literally in my name. Mishpikinagamwinnernikwe in Ojibwe, or Muskiki Nikamoeskweo in Cree, medicine song woman. That's who I am. And I didn't know anything about my Indigenous heritage at all until my 30s, and I'm still discovering. And because I was adopted in the 60s in the 60s scoop. But I knew from the age of 11 that I was to be a singer. Yeah.
That's really fascinating that you knew at such a young age. And, you know, there's, when you read stories of geniuses in their fields, whether they're filmmakers or painters or, you know, other kinds of artists, a lot of them will say that they knew at an early age that's what they wanted to be, or a writer, whatever it might be. So I find that really fascinating.
Huh, that's really cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And your music is really, the focus of your music is, well, I guess it's your healing, but it's also meant to heal others. And drumming is a very big part of it. Maybe you can describe what your music and what makes it really unique.
Sure. Yeah, all of my songs are healing songs these days. When I started out, I was actually a rap artist in Miami. So picture that, right? But yeah, that's how I got my start. And I loved hip hop because it was very easy for me to just make rhymes. It was so easy. And I was asked to, by this label, to do a single, a 12-inch single. And it was the start of my career, really. And after that, went to reggae, and fell in love with reggae, and I am still in love with reggae, roots reggae mostly, but even a little dancehall. But I play in a way that nobody was really doing back then, which was conscious music. All of after just sort of doing empty rap and, I don't know, pop songs and whatever, even some house music and stuff like that. It was empty to me. But when I fell in love with reggae and started playing with a reggae band back in the 90s, that just lit my soul on fire, because now people were not just dancing and enjoying themselves, but they were listening to the lyrics and singing them, right? They were singing those conscious lyrics. And for me, it was about oneness and peace and coming together as people. And so that's continued as a theme in all of my work, really. So reggae was a gift to me in that way, and became kind of part of the way that I sing too, actually. It's funny that somebody was telling me, their Jamaican husband could tell that I was a reggae singer. Does she sing reggae? And like, has the voice for it. And it's like, I guess, you know, it just became embedded in who I am and how I sing, because I love it so much. I don't know, Marcia Griffiths is one of my, like, I fangirl over her. she's like one of the greats, and Yeah, I just, because it's conscious music, and that's kind of where I started springing into more of that, and now that's all I do is conscious music. It's no more of the fluff anymore. I really, you know, when I was 11 and when I was a teenager, and even in my 20s, thought that I was just going to be a pop star. That was my whole thing. And no, that's like not at all. I'm not even part of the music industry. So, I mean, my music now, kind of like my last album, there's a little reggae, there's a little rap, there's a little kind of R&B styles. There's the thread, though, is that it's indigenous reggae. So there is hand drumming and certain kind of shaker, not like, I don't know. It's indigenous reggae. So it's more like a roots reggae style, but with an indigenous flavor and foundation.
It's so unique.
Yeah, thank you. And when I do my albums, everything's done in ceremony. And I'm infusing healing energy into what I'm doing. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And healing, so, I mean, you know, as you mentioned, your son, he was killed in Toronto in 2016. Mm-hmm. And you really turn to your own music in your to help you with your own grief. Mm-hmm. And you turn that into a way of also helping other women too with trauma and grief. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Music is the first of all, music is the thing that brought me back from the shock. And, you know, the first couple of years were just a mess of all kinds of weird publicity, media stuff, and, you know, and discoveries and going to court. And then the real trial didn't start until actually 2018. And it literally started on my birthday after a bunch of delays. It was supposed to start much earlier. And that whole experience, I called that year, the year that I called 2018, the year of court, not realizing half of 2019 would also be spent in court. But I prepared myself for it so that I could, I was in ceremony that whole year. And I just did, you know, nothing but healing for myself. But I also applied for grants and was like, you know, what's going to get me through this is my music. So I decided to make an album literally while I was in the murder trial. Obviously not on the benches, but yeah. In between sessions, that's what I was doing, was working on that album. And, you know, it got me through it, but also those are songs for grief. They're full of love for my son, but also full of, like, that's the medicine of those songs is love and grief. And I did that on purpose so that all that I was going through would go into those songs as medicine. And also the healing that I was getting while I was going through that, right? And so at the end of, because the trial ended June 2019, and then September 2019 is when I put the album out. So the album itself, every time I do music, that's what it's never just about the music. It's always something attached to it for the healing. There's always an ebook that goes with it to help people understand how to use the music for healing. And then spirit leads everything. Spirit leads away on everything for me. So I got a download, a spiritual download of here's what I need to do next. And it was to create the Picking Up the Pieces 13-Win program for women. And that program for women is how I get to literally just spend my new and full moons in play mode. I'm just playing and I'm lit on fire. I'm just in my element. And that's because we're singing, we're dancing, we're moving, we're doing resilience embodiment practices to those songs. And then on top of it, the new moons, that's just a splash for me. That's so much fun because I literally am channeling music live for them during the new moons for a journey every time. So that kind of came through, and it's been amazing, like just seeing how the women have shifted and how they have become like sisters. It's incredible for me.
Can you give us an example of maybe how you've helped someone? Without even giving names, of course, but can you give us an example of anything specific on how you've helped someone, one woman or a couple of women?
Yeah, I mean, I have my medicine song healing technique that also came through from Spirit in 2008. So I've been doing medicine song healing work for a long time. I have healed a little girl of she basically came to me with a tumor. And when I say came to me, they were thousands and thousands of miles away. I do this all by distance, that healing work. And the tumor had been operated on, and there was something going on. I don't know the technical, whatever was going on. The family contacted me, and we were within 2 weeks of the healing session for that little girl, the tumor was completely gone. So that was like my, okay, now I know it works kind of a sign back when I started. I've also had people just come into my drumming circles and literally walk away without the back pain or the headache that they came in with.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's incredible.
Lots of stories. And the resilience piece is really important too, like just to see these women who are struggling. Like some of them, I struggle with chronic pain still ever since my son died too. And I get myself as an example actually, because I had panic attacks all the time, and now I hardly ever have them. And when I do, they're very short instead of what I was having before with the CPTSD after losing my son. And I've seen similar shifts in others, in the women, because we're doing the practices. It's not like, here, go read a book, or here, listen to this song, and now we're done. Like, we're working with the music. Really, we're playing with it, but it's getting those things into the body memory. It's getting, rewiring the brain and body, basically.
Isn't it amazing how music can be, music in general can be healing, but when you have knowledge and wisdom like you do about a way of using and channeling music to heal, I mean, that's truly a gift.
Yeah, I'm grateful to be able to do that, that work. Yeah, it's everything to me.
And there on your website, there are some testimonials with some women who wrote about their experiences. And I know that you have a video there as well about you, like the one that was a sizzle reel of you sort of speaking and whatnot. And it's really captivating of, you can listen to your music and you can watch how people react in the crowd to your music in the rooms. And I thought that was really quite lovely.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I really miss in person everything, but I've been doing virtual ever since 2010 anyway, so it's still fun. I'm still enjoying delivering my music in that way, in those formats. Still doing circle, it's just not in person.
And what are you working on now? What would you like to talk about that you are doing now?
Well, I'm continuing to do the healing sessions, the medicine song healing work that I do, and the Picking Up the Pieces 13 Moon program we open for the summer season actually tomorrow. So tomorrow I have a solstice event that's happening, which is on my events page at my website, medicinesongwoman.com. And you can join us for free for a solstice celebration, but also to play around with those. We're going to do some of those resilience embodiment practices with the live music that I'll sing for you. Yeah.
And to be clear too, people don't necessarily need to be indigenous to work with you. It can be just anyone, primarily women, right, that you work with?
Yeah, for the Picking Up the Pieces program, it's women. It's open to women and two-spirit non-binary people.
Okay, got it.
tends to be all women that show up for me. And then the medicine song healing work, really anyone can book a session with me. I work privately with a number of long-term clients, and those are all women. But yeah, every now and then I will get an other gendered person, and all good. So for those healing sessions, yeah.
And I'm curious, I'm so curious. I mean, to win a Juno is huge. I mean, that's a huge honor. How does it feel to be a Juno? I mean, how did you feel when you got this award?
It's a little bit different of a story, because it was our producer that received the award, because it was for a compilation album. Mm-hmm. So really it's like kind of 10 of us artists that got to share that honor. And, you know, yeah, it felt really good to have that for sure. I didn't even know we had submitted or anything was, because there's a whole process. It's not, I don't know. The audience probably doesn't realize that you have to actually submit and pay a bunch of money and all this to be considered for a Juno, and or your label has to do it for you if you have one, and we didn't have a label, so it was, well, I guess we kind of we were with a little label with that album, but yeah, it was exciting. And you know, Billy Bryans was my producer. He was the drummer of the Parachute Club.
Oh, that's cool.
Those of you Canadians, probably more Canadians. No,
oh, yeah, that's cool.
They were, yeah. Yeah.
So to wrap, and I promised that I would try to keep this short. I do try to keep my spaces to about 20 minutes or so, 20 to 30 minutes, because I think that people have a lot going on. So I think in this day and age with social media, it's sometimes shorter is better. If you can leave us with a tip on following your heart or something to do with music and healing, that would be lovely.
Yeah, well, I'm going to share some tips tomorrow, right?
Sure.
I'll always start with the breath, though. It's just always get into your body. Like, most of us are walking around in our heads. Most people are not living in their bodies. They're living in their heads. And we need to get back into our bodies, because that's where the good stuff is. That's, I talk about anxiety land a lot, which is the middle brain, basically, but it's like the top part of your head. Oh, when you're looking up there, looking for the laundry list of things that are wrong with you, things you've got to get done, things that are bad that are happening, blah, 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 blah. And looking for the things to say next, instead of being in your body where the thing to say next is sitting.
I love it.
Yeah. It helps you like to feel grounded and to just be able to do anything if you get into your body. And you can do that by breathing into your belly. That is the most simple thing that any of us can do to come out of a trigger, out of a panic attack, out of an anger thing when you want to like lash out at somebody or whatever. If you're just feeling like you need to come back home, that's the biggest and easiest thing that we can do. Just breathe
breath
into your
work.
Belly.
Breathe into your belly.
Yeah. It just brings you home. I learned that when I brought myself home. Literally, I sang my spirit home. And you can't sing without breath.
No, I guess that's not possible. That's very true.
Yeah.
Well, that is great. So get back into your bodies, because that's where the good things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And breathe into your belly, because that brings you home. So I've noticed that even for myself, you know, when you're feeling anxious about something, when you stop and just do some kind of breath work, you know, it does center you.
Yeah.
Immediately.
There's a reason our bodies sigh, you know, like all of a sudden you're like,
True, that's true. And so I never thought about the sawing, but yeah, that's true.
And yeah. yawning is the deepest breath you can take, and there's a reason for that too. So yeah, it just brings us back home.
Well, thank you. And thank you for sharing some of your evening with me. And I wanted to say hi to others that have joined us. Nat, I haven't seen you in a while, Nat. It's nice to see you back in spaces. And we've got some others here. And thank you so much for being here. So just to remind you, this space will be has been recorded, and you can listen to it in playback mode on my feed for the next 30 days. So Brenda has given us lots of great wisdom and tips here in the few short 20-25 minutes tonight, and I really, really appreciate it. So Brenda, if anybody wants more information about you, where do they go?
Yeah, medicinesongwoman.com is my website, and everything's there. I've got, everything's there. And if you're interested in my event tomorrow night, you can just go to my events page and join for free.
That's great. Okay, well, cool. Check it out, everyone. And if you are interested in finding out more about me, you can go to my website at shannonskinner.com and extraordinarywomentv.com, where you can see hundreds of interviews, video interviews I've done with women over the years from all over the world. So, Brenda, thank you so much for sharing your evening with me. I wish you all the best, and I look forward to reconnecting with you very soon. And I hope that this was an enjoyable first spaces for you.
yeah, fun, and a fun way to reconnect with you, Shannon. It's been, I can't believe it's been, like, I don't even know, was it 2008 or 9 or something that we had our interview?
Yeah, I think it's 2010, I think, so it's been a while.
Yeah, real cool.
Well, thanks everybody for joining us this evening, and have a great evening wherever you are in the world, and I will see you the next perfect time.
Yeah, happy Indigenous Peoples Day and happy solstice.
Yes, happy Indigenous Peoples Day and happy solstice, first day of summer. Enjoy the season, enjoy the weather in Canada, because it's very short.
Yep.
Okay, bye everybody. Take care.
Bye, Mopi. We don't have a bye.
Bye.